Okay, l'chaim, l'chaim. Now, reading through the parasha, the message becomes clear, or even for the psukim themselves, let alone with Rashi. Right, v'chisas ein ors v'chal ors ors. He starts with makas arbe. You won't be able to see the land. That means from a satellite photo of Mitzrayim. If you take a satellite photo during makas arbe, you would see black that would exactly fit along the boundaries, the borders of Mitzrayim. Right, it's like it was exact. It was, you know, it covered the land of Mitzrayim exactly. So, like a satellite photo, see a perfect outline of the legal boundaries, you know, of Mitzrayim. You know, the borders. You know, the borders would be strictly defined. Right, with a satellite photo, you're looking at all the Arba, exactly, the Arba ended exactly at the Gvul of Mitzrayim. And I guess the same would be true for Makar Choshech. You take a satellite photo, you know, when it's daytime on that side of the globe, you know, darkness would be exactly along the borders of Mitzrayim. Right? Right? So then, reading that, inspired me. The idea of borders, it's not an arbitrary thing. Just like if God would punish and say, all right, something's going to hit your country, and so we exactly by the borders. That means that there's something be'etzem. And then it occurred to me, I recalled, that when Moshe Rabbeinu debated Korach, right? So you have Boker v'yoda Hashem, in the morning Hashem will make known who he chooses. So Rashi says in the name of Chazal, Boker v'yoda, why do you say Boker? Why do you say Boker? Just say Mochar, right? Boker, he says, no, Gvulas Hitzivakosh, God made boundaries in this world, right? That, you know, and one of the boundaries that he, you know, differentiate between night and day, just like you can't make night into day and day into night, so also there's no way to be Mavato, Aaron being the Kohen Gadol. But that also was Gvulos, borders, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put up in his world. Right? And then, and then there's a pasuk, you know, referring to how the waters stay confined to the oceans, right? So the pasuk says to him, Gvul Samta Bal Yavorun Bal Yashum El Chasor. You put a boundary that the waters should not cross. They should never come back to swamp to cover the earth like they were before. You know, God made them all, become oceans to expose the earth, you know, on the third day of creation. So what keeps the waters there is boundaries. Gvul Samta, it's a pasuk. Gvul Samta Baya Avaron, Bashun Chasor. It's a pasuk in Brochi Nafshi that we say on Rosh Chodesh. Pasuk into them. Right? And then, you know, it goes back to also what it says in Parshat Hazinu. Yatsev Gvulot Amim Lemispar B'nei Yisroel. God set up the boundaries of nations. To the number of Am Yisrael, just like there were 70 Jews, you know, with initially in Mitzrayim, there are the boundaries of seven nations. That means boundaries are something, you know, it's not arbitrary. It's be'etzem. You know, what keeps the forces of nature in check, right? Are called that each one is in its boundary. What keeps the waters in check is the boundaries. And so also the boundaries between nations is not something arbitrary. It's something that's mamish by divine will, because every nation represents a certain mentality and a certain koach, and that koach has to be in its gvul. Not more, not less, and that's how it performs its function in the universe. That's its place in reality, right? And that gvul should not be broken, right? And now the interesting thing is that, you know, istako bo raiso bora amu. We know that God looked into the Torah. And from the Torah, he created the world. And so where are the boundaries? The boundaries are in the Torah between the mutter and the osur, between the permitted and the prohibited. Those are the boundaries, right? What's mutter? What's osur? Those are the boundaries, right? You know the chayav and the potter. And mamish, from those boundaries that there are in the Torah, the boundaries of law, so when reality emerged from that, that became the boundaries between the force of nature, and that became the boundaries between nations. So the boundaries is something, it's inherent, it's intrinsic, it's natural. It's natural, it's an outgrowth of the fact that there is gedorim in the Torah. So now take a look, when mankind violated those boundaries, you know, by being immoral, promiscuous, and gay, right? So Akash Baruch said, Mida connected Mida, right? You're breaking the boundaries, you know, you're breaking boundaries. So what Akash Baruch, he flooded the world. So the Gvul Santa Baya Avon, keeping the, you know, the oceans in place, was removed. And it's interesting, Mida connected Mida, the Lashon of Chazal is that after Dora Mabo, humanity learned a lesson. The Gadru Atzmam, and they limited themselves, and they imposed Gedorim. But it's interesting, it's the same Lashon, Geder. They made Gedorim. They made boundaries, talking about moral behavior, right? They imposed themselves, upon themselves, moral behavior, and that's called that they put upon themselves Gedorim. It all fits perfectly. You bake boundaries, God says, okay, I'm going to break the boundaries of the world also.
Are we going to get into the media connection
Right, so I'm not going to get into the full Mida Kenegida place, but that's the. But here's the idea that there are boundaries in world society inherent, and every nation is a koach, right? And every koach has to be in its gvul, right? And those boundaries are representations of they are manifestations of moral boundaries, and when we erode the moral boundaries, between genders or, you know, whatever. Mida Kenegad Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also erodes the boundaries that there are in nature or the boundaries between nations. You get infiltration. Infiltration.
So right? Show me that now there's something called trans-age. You could be, someone can say that they no longer feel like they are a certain age. They can be a different age. It's like a real thing. They had a whole interview with this person who said he was like a 40-year-old man. He's like, he's a 40-year-old man. He's like, no, I'm actually like a 7-year-old boy. And he acted like a 7-year-old boy.
Therefore,
you have to treat him like a 7-year-old boy, too.
That's what he said. No more boundaries anymore. No boundaries of time, no boundaries of gender, right? Everyone uses whatever restroom. And that's what's going to cause the world to disorder. It's not carbon emissions, right? It's not carbon emissions. Right? What's going to cause, what's going to cause the, what? Right? These people are complaining about, global warming are the ones who are causing it, right? All the fags, right? And these, right? And these poofs. Right, are the ones that are in fact causing it, right? Because when you erode the boundaries, the moral boundaries, so Mida Kenegad Mida, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes away the boundaries that hold the Kochos HaTeva in place and takes away the boundaries that keep nations in check and keep the world in a balance and a certain sense of equilibrium. If it's not mamish world peace that we'll have in the future, but at least keeps everything in place. No one's fighting over with anybody else. Everyone's staying in their gvul, right? Staying in their gvul, right? So, there's one nation in particular that likes breaking boundaries. What? Oh, such a mot that does everything evil, right? But there's a Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says over there, Losi Lavo, the Goyim, when God is going to offer schar for the mitzvahs done and Torah learned, and the Goyim also going to want, say, and claim that they did good stuff. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, jump in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they want schar for what they did right also.
For the virgins.
Oh. So first the Esav goes in, Edom, and so we made marketplaces and stuff like that. And he said, well, you didn't do it for Klai, so you did it for yourselves. And the marketplace was for Znus. It was, to promote promiscuity. Right? Right. And then you made bathhouses also for your own pleasure. So then comes Poros, then the Arabs come in. Right? And what do they want schar for? Listen to this, right? So I'm on a course for Maya Sakten. What were you osik in? What do you do? What do you think you deserve a reward for? So Omrim Lefonov, so the Aryan, the Paras, Iran says, right? Ribon Shalom, Harbei Kisharim Gashan, we built a lot of bridges, right? Harbei Krochim Kavashu, we conquered a lot of towns, a lot of cities. Harbei Muhammad Sayyid, we also made a lot of wars. But we did it all for the sake of Amisol. Okay. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to them, right? So it's all B'shul Yisrael K'ei Shasku Torah, just to make it easier for them to learn Torah. Omer lehem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kol ma she'pas asitem l'tzorach atzmechem asisem, whatever you did for yourselves. Tikantir, you made bridges. Lito mehem meches, to find, find more places to collect taxes from, more places to take from. That's where you built your bridges. Krochim lazvar, and you also built towns. It was also to subjugate the people there to go to war, right? Right? And Milchamas, and then the wars that you said that Am Yisrael didn't benefit from your wars. Milchamas, and I'm the ones who make wars. Right? I'm the one who makes wars. Okay. So here's the thing. This nation, Paras, Iran, right? Make bridges. They like violating boundaries. So no, we try to make connections. Nah, you do it to take, not to give. And they make wars, right? And they conquer towns, right? But it's interesting, bridges. They want to go over the boundaries. And a bridge, right? So they claim they did it for constructive purposes, right? They do it for themselves, right? I mean, they violate the boundaries. They make bridges, right? Try to skip from place to place, right? As in, like, immigration, right? And to... to make trouble, take from there, take or make trouble over there.
Yeah, right? Probably.
Yes.
No, that's Ishmael.
Right? Yodo Bako. Right? Anyway, the. Anyways.
Still recording?
Yes, a recording. So the point being, with this, we just want to make a l'chaim to President Trump and the Republican Party.
L'chaim.
We're doing what they can to bring back secure borders. Secure borders, both, right? Morally, right? Keeping the Fagelach in check, right? Fail to check, right? Bring back real justice. Really want to congratulate him on the correct appointment of Sessions, the Attorney General.
After he fired the other one.
Right, oh yeah, and of course, we hope Hashem should help it all go b'shalom. The appointment of Judge Gorsuch, right, to the Supreme Court.
I didn't read his bio. He's good.
He's great. Right. This is to bring up the moral barriers, the gedorim, because American morality has gone to pot. Right. Let's bring back and mamish parallel to reinstating the moral gvulot.
Can they undo gay marriage?
I don't know. We'll hope and see. Hashem yazor.
They first have to burn the flag, the marble flag.
Yeah. All right. Kenegad, reinstating. Amen. Right. The moral boundaries, the moral borders. Right. Ezer Shem will have Siyata Dishmaya, b'schus that, to strengthen the physical borders. Like we explained, the physical borders are derivatives and come from the moral borders. Right. And the borders of the United States of America, mamish, represent morality. Lahavdil. Like the borders, the gvulos of Eretz Yisrael. And that's what Kosh Kupram says, Ki Yachiv Hashem Gvulcha. I'm going to expand. Eretz Yisrael is also to expand. The territorial expansion of Eretz Yisrael is connected to the idea that the morality that's in Eretz Yisrael will expand and spread throughout the world. Right? But Bisman that, Am Yisrael is in Golos, right? And Shchinta Begolusa, and the divine presence is in Golos. Well, right now, the nation that's closest aligned with the traditionally with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right, and biblical values is the United States. As the United States lost its moral borders, there was a breach in its physical borders. Hashem should help give the president the strength, right, to fully restore the moral borders and therefore secure the physical borders of this nation. Ad bias kol tzedek v'hoysel Hashem amlucha.